Morning.
Morning.
Ah, we are awake. Well, you know what it's like. We come to church. Somebody said to me, they'd kind of got out of bed, had their breakfast, and then got their Bible and kind of like walked to church. So there hadn't been a lot in between getting out of bed and ending up in church. So you never know. If you're like that this morning, well, hopefully in the next 20 minutes, you've been woken up already, actually, maybe by the singing anyway. Anyway, my name's David. Nice to see you. I'm one of many Compassion speakers. I could have been Paul or Peter or Sandra or anybody speaking to you today. I just volunteered to come to your church because I don't like to see a church that doesn't have a speaker. It's rather a long way. Actually, my mum lives in Orpington. Know where Orpington is? Brilliant. Yeah, I wasn't born there. I was born in Bromley, actually. Know where Bromley is?
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant. Okay, so if you know Bromley, I was born there. Well, I actually live in Shropshire. It's actually quite a long way. I kind of travelled a little bit to get here. But anyway, I'm here. Anyway, the main thing I'm here for is to say thank you. Because you, as a church, sponsor a lot of kids. So you've got your group sponsorship from, what's the name of the group again?
Sunday Club.
Sunday Club sponsor a child called John, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the Philippines?
Yeah.
But it's not the only child that you sponsor. So the main thing is thank you. You know, Compassion want to say thank you. What else can we do? You know, I have some children on the table at the back. You might go, oh, David's really burdened me this morning. I am dead keen to sponsor another kid. Or you might say, David, I'm sorry, the cost of living is really messing up my life. I'm unemployed. I have no money whatsoever. But I really will pray about it. I will pray for the children. I can't afford to sponsor them, but I will pray. I'm not here to force you to pick up any new child, right? So make sure you understand that. But if you feel burdened, there. It's entirely down to you. I'm here to say thank you. That's a bit of an old picture of me in the picture up there. Anybody can guess the country? It's not that far away from one of the countries where you actually sponsor. There's a clue. Well, you sponsor children in Nicaragua, yeah? Some do. So this is near Nicaragua, it's Guatemala. So in 93, just before I got married, my wife and I went out to see one of the children we sponsor, Rudy. And you can see us with our, I think it's kind of interpreter at the time or whatever, giving a present to Rudy. It was a football or something or other. And there's some Mayan, ruins there or whatever, yeah? One of the things you can do is visit your sponsored child, assuming everything, since the pandemic, obviously the panic really knocked everything on the head. And then things are beginning to build up again, and you can go out and meet your sponsored children. And I really would encourage you, that's something that's not only good for you, but good for them. Yeah? Something you can do. Anyway, my involvement with Compassion, very long time ago, it's been off and on for 30 years, and that's one of the first things. Obviously, I was involved with a group sponsorship at a church. Right? This is before Compassion were actually in the UK. They were working with Tear Fund, through Tear Fund at the time. Remember Tear Fund? No Tear Fund? Some of you maybe support Tear Fund? Well, back then, Compassion started in the 1950s in connection with you might have heard the story before, of a man in South Korea, and it all built up from there. But we didn't actually come to the UK specifically as an office until about 2000. So anyway, my involvement with Compassion has been quite off and on for a few years. Next slide, please, sir. So this is really quick, because I've only got 20 minutes, so I normally talk quite a long time about me and Compassion. And it really inspires people, right? But I don't have time, so that's why it's a bit quick. So I'm sorry. You can talk to me afterwards if you want to know more about why there's two of my children in that photograph and where we are. It's one of the countries where you sponsor. Guess. Yes, the Philippines. Okay, so in the 2000s, I'm not sure what year it was, but we went out to the Philippines. My wife is also in. I'll leave you to guess who my wife is and the two children are. I'm not going to tell you, but they're in those photographs. We went out to visit one of the children we sponsor is in one of the photographs, so I'll leave you to guess that too. We went out to visit two of the kids we sponsor at the time, and they were in two different places in the Philippines, and we went to the projects, etc. Right? Some of you might have even visited, and it's a great experience for everybody involved, right? And I'm sharing this because Compassion liked the speaker to tell the church why they're involved with Compassion. So that's why I did that. But, you know, it's about that personal involvement. You can be really personally involved as a church, and you don't have to spend a penny. Okay? What can you do? You can pray. You can pray for your countries. You can pray for the children. And you could even join in with writing letters if the person who normally writes letters feels ill or has gone into hospital or something's happened. You could step in and support. Yeah? So this is just to encourage you. Thank you for what you do as a church. You can be personally involved, as I've been, and you can pray. Yeah? Next slide, please, sir. It really makes a difference. Now, in the passage, Jesus went through towns, villages, synagogues, right? Proclaiming the good news and healing people. And what does he do when he sees the crowd? He has compassion on them. And we've already been told that that's a really important word in the Bible. God, a compassionate God. When he spoke to Moses, didn't he? With the cloud and everything. You know, when he only saw Moses' back. He didn't see Moses' back. God's back or whatever. If, depending on what translation you use, it talks about God talking to Moses and saying, he is a compassionate God. Jesus is full of compassion. Now there's sheep in that picture. And what are sheep like?
Bad.
Come on, what are sheep like? What are sheep like? Needy? Scatty? Woolly? Thank you. Lost? Ah, great phrases there. Because that's what Jesus saw the people as, didn't he? He sees the people as sheep without a shepherd. They needed help. They had burdens of sickness and disease. They also had lots of Pharisees who used to tell them what to do and do things that weren't in the Bible. Those were burdens on them. But what was their greatest burden that we've already confessed about today? Their sin. And Jesus came to die on a cross for our salvation, to take away that sin. So Jesus saw the people and he had compassion on them. He saw them like sheep without a shepherd. They needed him. They needed God as their shepherd. So the workers were needed also. The disciples were told, come on, start praying for workers. Can you go back one slide, sir? Start praying for workers. So I say that briefly connected to the passage. I've been personally involved with compassion off and on for 30 years. You're involved with compassion by praying or giving or writing or whatever. You are workers in some ways for compassion. And what's compassion done? With its name, we are followed in Jesus' footsteps. We are now out there. You are joining with us, having compassion on the poorest in communities, seeking to holistically, there's a good well-being word for you this morning, everybody, holistically, holistic well-being, holistically help children, but not only children, the families that get affected, and communities. That's what we're here for. I'm to say thank you. Everybody got it so far? Following? That's all right then. Because on the pews, spotted around, there's a laminated card that I don't have time to talk about. But if you pass them round, it will remind you of the kind of stuff that your children's... It does, what your money goes towards. So do have a look at the cards that I put around on the pews. Pass them round. Okay, they're there. Once you've read it, pass it on. If you turn it over, you'll see there's a boy standing there with a list of circles of all the different things that your money goes towards to support. It's all there in black and white. So it's not just one child, £32 a month. There's a lot of stuff to do with it. Next slide, please. Oh, that hasn't come out right, that slide, has it? It's supposed to be not look like that. Okay, your impact. The slide before that, doesn't it have a map? Can you go through a few slides a minute? They're not coming out right, are they? No, they're not. They've kind of gone weird. Oh dear. I know what's going on there. Anyway, the PowerPoint's now not working properly. So what do we do when technology doesn't work? You do it manually and you pray. You do. Okay. So your impact, what are we doing? What have you made a difference to? You've made a difference to children's lives and you can see you've put this amount of money in. You've supported them with these kind of meals and your gifts, which hasn't come out right. I don't know what's going on there, right? You've put lots of money and support into four children in four countries. I have got a map there, but it doesn't seem to have turned up. The map of what are your countries? Nicaragua, Philippines, Rwanda, and... No, that's the country I went to. Your five countries are Nicaragua, if you didn't know. Nicaragua, Rwanda, the Philippines, and Tanzania. So within this church, you're sponsoring them. So, okay, my map was on there, but I'm going to pass my globe round. You've got to go round the church, and you've got to find at least one of those countries on the globe and then pass it on. You've got to know where in the world your kids are. Do you? Just find one of the countries and pass the globe on. We've got 10 minutes probably about left. And I imagine within 10 minutes, we need to end up, the globe needs to end up back over here. Right? Next slide, please, sir. You write letters. Okay, there might be a bit, there's not too bad a disparity there between 63 compared to 32. Because I sponsor a child in a group in Haiti, right? And recently I've had letter turning up. I'm thinking, eh? And do you know what they are? They are pictures sent by the project just showing what our child is doing. And that counts as one of the letters. So don't feel too bad that it's 63 against 32. If it was 1,048 against one, then you might have an issue, because are you actually writing letters that really encourage the kids? It's down to you to do that. You can pray, you can share. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the letters you write. And you wouldn't believe the impact those letters have. They keep them. They look at them. And if you went out to the Philippines or wherever, to one of your countries, I'm sure your sponsored child would bring out the letters and show you. They really make a difference. Next slide, sir. Okay, so we've got the different things, boys and girls. There's some numbers on there which don't seem to have come out, but you sponsor boys and girls of different age groups. Next one. And there they are. You see the slides all over the place, because those flags are supposed to be on a different slide. These are stuck one slide on top of another for some bizarre reason. Oh, there's my countries too. It's all going all over the place now. Come back to that in a minute. So there's the children you sponsor, the 14 in the four different countries. If you can find yours, if you see yours, great. Okay, keep praying for them, right? Keep remembering them. Thank you for what you do. That's all I'm here to say in the end. Next slide, sir. So those are the countries. I hope my globe's going round. Okay, there they are on the world, but that's flat. And it's not in proportion, as we know. Those people who are good at geography know that the world that's flat, the countries are out of proportion if you have a map like that. But it roughly shows you where we are and where the other countries are. The question is, do you know what's going on in that country in Nicaragua at the minute? Do you know? Do you know what's going on in the Philippines? Do you know what's going on in Rwanda? Yes, because the government's trying to send refugees there. I know all about Rwanda, but that's all I know about it, the fact that nobody really trusts Rwanda, that they're sending the people there. And he's not going to get flights off now because the election's in 2 weeks' time. But there's a lot more to life than that plan, isn't there, in Rwanda? Do we know what's going on there? The whole point is, if we know, we can pray about it. That's what we do with Haiti, right? We meet every so often, every once a month or every other month, and we keep our eyes on Haiti, and we pray for the situation with the 80% of is Port-au-Prince has been taken over by gangs, right? Or there's other parts of the country that have no electricity. And I know where my child is, because if you contact Compassion, they will tell you, roughly speaking, where in the country your child is. Pray. All I can ask you is, do keep praying. If you know your country, you can pray about the situation there. Do you know how bad it is for the church in Nicaragua? Do you know how bad it is? The fact that Compassion can work in some of the toughest countries in the world, like Nicaragua and Myanmar, is quite challenging in a way. Do you know how bad it is in Burkina Faso, if that was one of your countries? Do you know what I mean? It's challenging. And if you follow organizations like Open Doors and Barnabas Aid, I would encourage you as Christians to do that. You will discover more about what the church is happening in some of the toughest countries in the world, and some of them Compassion is working in, which is amazing, really. All I can ask is, do you keep praying? Because if you know your country, you can pray about it. Next slide, sir. So there's various neighborhoods on top of my map there, different types of neighborhoods, because the Philippines compared to Nicaragua, they're different cultures, different environments, and your kids are the poorest in those communities, and you're getting them out of poverty, supporting them in all the ways that my cards tell you, and enabling them to move on to have a better life. And it's not just about, oh, it's just about the child, it's the family and the community. Next slide, sir. I think we'll keep going with the slides because they're not coming out very well at the minute. I think we've kind of lost, maybe, can we go any further with them? What's the next one? So let's stop there, shall we? I'm probably at the end of my time, aren't I? I spoke to the lady at the front of the church previously. I said, can you read that clock? And that, amazingly, you cannot read that clock, can you? What about the one over there? It says 25 to 12, doesn't it? Something like that. So I've got 5 minutes. That's not actually going, no. Is that supposed to go? Have you seen the time? Who likes Winnie the Pooh? Come on, older people. Have you ever been to, come on, Hayward's Heath and play poo sticks and stuff? Yes? You remember playing poo sticks? What time is it stuck in Winnie the Pooh's house? What time is it always in Winnie the Pooh's house? 5 to 11, isn't it? And what time is it always? Honey time, isn't it? Well, in your church, it's always stuck at 9:03. Time stops in your church. So I've got 5 minutes, and I'm sorry that was a bit quick, and I'm sorry my slides didn't work. I've been in situations as a teacher training in the past where you turn up in a country and you think, oh, okay, it's really hot, your blue tack's falling off the floor, falling off the wall, and the technology doesn't work. So I'm used to that, and the power goes off, you do a Pakistan, so you're doing a bit of teacher training, and the power suddenly goes off, and they all get their mobile phones out and start doing their work with their mobile phones, because they know that the power's going to go off. And did you know whether that happens in Nicaragua, or the Philippines, or Tanzania, or Rwanda? Do they have any electricity where your kids are? You know, do we know these things? There's so many things we can do. The main thing we can do is pray for them, isn't it? Yeah, we can pray. That's what we can do. We're going to pray in a minute, aren't we? You're going to have some prayers in a minute. But there is a slide on here that actually gives us some prayer points. Oh, there we go. Can you see those? Praying our project partners as they reach and support the most vulnerable, because they are the most vulnerable in society. And how are you helping them? You're going to say, David, you've been too quick, and I don't understand a word that you said. Okay, well, I'm not speaking in I'm speaking in a Southeast accent. I'm not speaking like a South African, I have to admit. But I am speaking in a Southeast accent, so hopefully those of you who do come from the Southeast will recognise that. Well, actually, joking apart, on the card I put out, have a look at them, not just now, I'll put them in the coffee area at the end. They explain all that you're doing to support the children in those projects. You're supporting the most vulnerable. Yeah? It's Jesus' work. We talk about doing stuff in Jesus' name. We know Jesus had compassion on those people, didn't he? It's like me looking out on you lot thinking, here's a load of people who are lost sheep without a shepherd. Right? We have compassion. We can pray for the project partners. God's wisdom for governments and those in positions of leadership. But you see, you can't pray that if you don't know. So I really encourage you to find out about your four countries. Yeah? Just like we have, or trying to, with Haiti. Yeah? Because if I spoke to the most normal, ordinary person in the street, they might not even know, A, where Haiti is, and B, do they know it's a very poor country, that it's next to Costa Rica. Dominican Republic, that it's an island split down the middle, that they had an earthquake in 2010, was it? Where hundreds of thousands of people were killed. You know, do I know that? See, the second prayer, praying for wisdom for governments and those in leadership, I would implore you to find out about the countries that you sponsor in. I know our own country actually needs lots of prayer, right? And we have poverty too. So nobody's decrying that in anything I've said. But one thing I would say is, the kids that we work with are in absolute poverty. Yeah? And once you go to visit those places and you watch videos, there's loads of videos online of compassion and stuff like that, we can see the difference between poverty we have, which is bad, and absolute poverty, which is, well, most of us wouldn't, we haven't experienced it. Not that we don't understand it, but we haven't experienced it. You know, fortunately, I've been to a few countries and got an idea, but it's still not the same as living like that. But we can be praying for our governments, but we can only do it if we know what's going on. And protection for white on white doesn't help, does it? Protection over vulnerable children and families. So 3 points for you to think about when you're praying at home. You might want to make a note of them now, or take a photo of that, or whatever. You know, do think about these things so we can pray. So thank you very much for listening. I'm sorry it was a bit quick. I'm sorry that my PowerPoint slides messed up. I hope you have followed me. Yes? Heard what I said and understood it?
Yes.
Right? Okay. I do have some children at the back. If you feel burdened and you want to sponsor some more, bear in mind my example. I'll finish with this. There's 5 of us in my group at church, right? We sponsor this girl who's 4 in Haiti, and we pay £7 a month each, 4 of us. The last person is a child, and they pay £4. So if you are challenged, but the cost of living crisis is challenging for you, and we all understand all of that, and I certainly get that, you can save a lot of money, actually, if you think about doing things as a group. That's an example. But nobody's pressurising you with that. I have 5 kids from the Philippines, if you're interested. I have leaflets where you could take away it and think about it a bit more. The main thing is, thank you for what you do, and please keep praying. And remember the letter writing, and share the burden, because it's all about working together, isn't it? The holistic opportunities for ourselves, as much as holistically looking at the children we support. Thank you very much.